Good morning. This is the Tiffany Wilkins, July 29th, 2019 at 7:40. It is Monday. To my fellow listeners, it is Monday. I hope everybody had a great weekend, and I hope that it was full of fun because now it's back to business. I'm not going to hold you guys long today as I'm never long-winded, but today I wanted to talk to my ladies, my women, my mighty, mighty strong women of God. I want to talk about our insecurities. I want to talk about our worth. I want to talk a little bit about some of the things we struggle with as women, being wives, moms, having babies, trying to lose weight, things of that content. So this morning, I was, you know, in prayer, and I was thinking to myself, like, gosh, you know, I've struggled for years with trying to lose weight and trying to be confident and remembering the time when I had no confidence in myself or, you know, in my size. I never liked the way I look. I would look in the mirror and be like really disgusted with myself. And I would hear people say, oh, Tiffany, you're so beautiful. And oh, Tiffany, you're so this. But then, you know, when I was single, it was, oh, she's cute in the face, you know. And it was because I was a plus size girl. Now, I'm not talking about I weigh 500, 400 pounds, but I got a little meat on my bones, okay? And I'm okay with that name. But back then, I wasn't. It was like a form of rejection, you know, from people that didn't see me the way they saw my friend or the way they saw the other person I was with. But one thing that I recall was that I was trying to get my physical right, you know, working out. And, you know, when we work out, you know, it strengthens our physical. But what was I doing to build my spiritual? And when I realized that my spiritual wasn't being built because I wasn't feeding it the way it was supposed to, that I knew that I would never lose weight. I knew that until I surrendered those things that made me overeat or that made me, you know, stress eat, that I would not lose the weight, that I was trying to do something supernaturally on my own when I don't have the supernatural power. I knew that, you know, God has the power to help me, you know, if it makes sense. But I'm very transparent, so I'm going to have a transparent moment about losing weight. So I've been trying to lose weight. You know, I've tried different things. I've tried, you know, all the fad diets, all the pills you could probably take to try to lose weight, and nothing happens, okay? It'll go for a minute and then it'll come back. But one thing I remembered, that I wasn't mentally prepared to lose weight. I wasn't mentally prepared. I wasn't spiritually prepared. And I wasn't making myself physically prepared. I would go to the gym 2 or 3 times out of the week. I thought maybe that having a partner would, you know, enhance it. But I remember God saying to me that you can do this, but you have to do it with me. I'm like, what? I can do this, but I have to do it with you. God, you can't be up in here with me in the gym working out, Lord. But I forgot, Lord, you're everywhere. So I said, okay, I can't do this with him. My gym partner at the time had gotten pregnant, so she slowed down on going to the gym. So God said that you have to solely depend on me to do this. I was like, what? Really? Okay. All right. So at the time, I would go to the gym by myself. I was very insecure about being a big girl in the gym. Like, why am I here? Like, you got her over there, size 5, running on a treadmill. And you got him over there, size whatever, you know, running. And I can't do this, God. So I gave up. Okay? I quit. I quit because of what I saw. I didn't quit because it wasn't for me. I quit because everything around me was distracting me from what I was supposed to be doing. It didn't help me lose weight. I didn't lose the weight at the time. But one thing I realized is that as a woman, I had to find my beauty within. And I also had to find my beauty and my confidence in God. Because I had to remember that God created me in His image. He created me the way He wanted me to be. So the reality is, He created me to be this plus size woman that's full of love and that's full of life, not to only lose the weight, but to be who He has called me to be. So once I remembered that, you know, I was worthy of God, and that I was more precious to Him than anything else, my spiritual began to build. My spiritual began to build because I was feeding myself with the Word of God. I was praying 2, 3, 4, 5 times a day, praying without ceasing, pretty much. I was starting to dress different, not to fit in, but to be comfortable. I started to dress my age and not like I was going to the club all the time. Because everybody know, well, my ladies know, that sometimes we can kind of dress to fit in. Meaning that, you know, we wear the short stuff and the boobies hanging out. And hey, there's nothing wrong with that, okay? The saying is, if you got it, flaunt it. But no one is for you. I knew at that time in my life that God was transitioning me out of trying to fit in and being uniquely me. So I started to conform to my own way, my own style, you know. Of course, with praying the way God, you know, transitioning the way God wanted me to transition through prayer and fasting and, you know, giving up some things and sacrificing some things. But needless to say, I became confident over time. I became confident in what I wear. I became confident in my own skin. I became confident because I experienced the unconditional love of God. And the unconditional love of God is hard to explain when you've never felt love. Like when you weren't that girl that was hugged all the time and was told that you're beautiful, or, you know, that they love you, and, you know, things of that nature, the affection that most children, teenagers, desire. When you didn't get that and you're seeking it, the first place to seek it is within Christ. So when I started flipping through scripture and looking up love and what love is patient, love is kind, all that good stuff, I started to view myself differently. And I started to view the people I accepted in my life differently, because I knew I was struggling with weight. I knew I was struggling with insecurities. I knew that I couldn't accept any and everybody into my life. Now, ladies, I know sometimes we feel unworthy. I know sometimes we just feel like we are not meant for anybody. But I encourage you today to know that you're worthy, you're beautiful, you're smart, you're intelligent. You can do anything that you put your mind to. And you can do all things through Christ that gives you strength. Because I stand here today never thinking I would have my bachelor's degree in psychology, never thinking I would have a master's in marriage and family therapy, never in a million years would I ever think that I would be studying for a doctorate degree, because I was insecure about myself. And this doesn't have it has a lot to do with my weight. I struggle with that big time, but it also has a lot to do with believing in me. Because I have to believe in me like God believes in me. You have to believe in you like God believes in you. And so if there's that thing you're struggling with, whether it's weight, whether it's accepting who you are, is it whether accepting the skin you're in, don't alter yourself for people, man, boy, girl, the job. Don't alter yourself to fit in. Be uniquely you. Be a trendsetter. I want to be a trendsetter, but I don't think I'm trendy enough to be a trendsetter. But I do have to believe that I can set trends and people will follow. If that is a goal of yours today, I challenge you to become a trendsetter. Find that one thing about yourself that is very unique, that you know is a God-given thing for you, and that you know that you can set the world on fire as a woman with it, and set the trend. If it means going out and reaching young girls about their worth, or being able to accept who they are, and not letting the issues of their past and their childhood affect the way their future turns out. If that's something that you feel like you should do, then do it. I, for one, am a person that does that. I try my best to encourage every young lady that God shows me in my spirit that struggles with accepting themselves and loving themselves, I will try to speak of a word of encouragement to them, because sometimes they need it. Because guess what? I didn't have that. I didn't have, when somebody knew I was struggling, you know, with me, with my identity, I didn't have, you can do this. You're worthy. You're the best thing. You know, you're beautiful. You're smart. You're intelligent. You can do this. Nobody said that to me. I had to find a place in God where I was able to be encouraged and loved on by God. And that was hard because sometimes we still seek validation from people. But I thank God for the women that He surrounded around me that are a little older than me, and they encourage me. They, you know, pump me up. You know, sometimes they make me feel like I'm the best 33-year-old woman in the world. But most importantly, my son makes me feel like I'm the best 33-year-old woman in the world. Because he looks at me and it's a way that he looks. And it's like, I feel like sometimes that's the way God looks at me, the way my son looks at me. He just looks at me. And sometimes he smiles. And sometimes he falls out laughing. But I know in his eyes that I'm mommy. I'm beautiful, you know? And no, I'm not seeking validation from my son, but sometimes I feel like that's God looking at me saying, daughter, you are the best part of me. So imagine God just looking at you, just staring and smiling. Like, what would you say to God? Like, I just say, thank you, God, you know. Thank you for those kind words, Lord. I needed them today. So on today, ladies, I want to encourage you guys to be worthy, to let you guys know that you are worthy and that you can do all things through Christ that gives you strength. Build your muscles spiritually first. Feed yourself with the word. And physically, if you feel like you want to go to the gym, go to the gym and work out. If you feel like you want to go take a walk, go take a walk. If you feel like you want to read a book, read a book. If you feel like you want to enhance something in your career, do it. Do it. God is our source, and He shall provide the resources to do anything we want to do. So I'm going to say a prayer. Lord God, we thank you for this Monday, God. We thank you for another day. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, God, for healing women that are not feeling worthy of you, God, that are insecure about themselves, oh God. Lord God, deliver us from us, Heavenly Father. Deliver us from the negative thoughts of our mind, God. Deliver us from the negative thoughts of the world and people, God. And on today, God, encourage each woman that are struggling with some battle within themselves or of themselves, Lord God. I right now, God, ask you to encourage them in the name of Jesus that they will move forward with strength and tenacity, God, and they will love themselves, God, as much as you love them, God. Lord God, help us to feel better about ourselves each day, God. Help us to change something that we're not satisfied with about ourselves, God. And Lord God, help us to tune out people that are not for us, God. Lord God, so I thank you right now for my listeners. I pray that they have a blessed day and a blessed week, Lord God, and that you do something unexpected in their lives, their families, and their home, Lord God. Hit their homes with manifestation, God. And I thank you on today, God. And to all my podcast listeners, I love you and I thank God for you. And I pray that your day is amazing. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. So this is my podcast for today. I love you guys. I hope I said something that touches you or make you want to do something different. And you can always email me at tiffany.bowen1985@gmail.com if you have any questions, any topics that you want me to discuss. tiffany.bowen1985@gmail.com. And this is the Tiffany Wilkins. I'll see you guys later.